Hello and welcome to the online service for Banff and King Edward Churches. For anyone joining us, you are very welcome. I am Casey, your official welcomer from Church Sunday Club. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you to Casey Burgess of Sunday Club for welcoming us to our online service today. Well done, Casey. So, how are you all getting on? Have you been finding new ways of doing things during this lockdown? I know I have. And ladies, how have you been getting on, seeing yourselves in the mirror with your bushy eyebrows and long hair with roots needing done? Not to mention nails that, well, least said about that, the better. But more importantly, how are you all keeping? Men, women and children, for every day we waken up healthy and well, let's give God thanks. And for every day we hear the statistics of more people affected by this virus, let's stop for a moment and pray for them and their loved ones. Yes, we're all in this together. And together we can put ourselves in God's hands, knowing that he's with us, but asking him still to watch over us and help us. We can do that as we join in this first hymn, choosing to put ourselves into God's hands. There's no safer place to be. Let's sing, "Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee."
Take my all.
One of the enjoyable things about living the Christian life is the way we can constantly be learning new things and seeing things from a new perspective, whether that comes through reading the Bible for ourselves or listening to other Christians. I'm grateful for all the times that happens. I find it helps me grow and get a new awareness of things that matter. We're still in this pandemic, and there are so many ideas and opinions being shared about what's going on and what we should do. No wonder it can get confusing and depressing at times. But if it's true that God can work all things together for good, then what good, if any, are we seeing so far? What sense can there be in all of this? What perspective can we hold on to as we live in these uncertain days? I found it so helpful when someone pointed me back to one of my favourite Bible passages to help me see things from a new perspective, from God's perspective. Let me read it now from Romans chapter 12, beginning at verse 2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. Without realizing it, we've maybe got into the way of believing what the world says is important or true. Maybe the way the world values people and measures success has crept into our way of thinking, shaping our priorities in ways that have had us setting unreachable goals for ourselves and for others. Who knows where the stress and disappointment in that could have led us if this pandemic hadn't had us stop and do things differently, or even stop doing some things altogether? What if our way of thinking until then was either getting us nowhere or getting us somewhere God doesn't want us to be? What if God is taking this opportunity to say to us, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind? What if, in having to do things differently during this lockdown, God is helping us to see what our new normal can be? And here's a thought. What if it becomes apparent that our new normal was actually God's normal for us all along? Could it be that over the years we've been drawn more and more into the world's way of thinking? And now one good thing to come out of this awful time of COVID-19 is that we're being given the opportunity to have our minds renewed, changed, and our eyes opened to see what God's normal was for us all along. Perhaps he's showing us what our new normal should be. So what would that new normal involve? Well, in our Bible reading so far, we've seen that we're all gifted in different ways, and none of us should think of ourselves more highly than we ought. We're all important and all needed in God's normal, So let's hold on to that from now on as we view our fellow human beings in every part of the world, no matter their skin colour. And then, in our second reading, we can see more of what God's normal would be in his original plan for us. Let's read from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 15, where it says, "As God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful." We may have been led by science and medical advice in the past few weeks, but isn't it good to have God's word to guide us too, shining some light on what our new normal could be? God's word can be a light to guide us as we come out of the darkness of COVID-19. It can be a light shining to direct us into our new normal, and it can prevent us from going off in the wrong way. It's a lamp for our feet and a light for our path, as the psalm writer found. And so we can sing together again, remembering how good it is to have this light from God. And by the way, if you have young people there with you, see if they can keep up with the actions to this song. I'm sure Casey could, as we sing along with the band Wren Collective. The song's called My Lighthouse.
In my wrestling and in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence, you won't let go. In the questions, your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. My lighthouse, I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore.
Let's all pray together. Lord God, how glad we are that you are here with us at all times, greater than the worst storm and mightier than the worst pandemic that comes against us. Thank you that your love and your help will never fail us. May we put our trust in you today and every day. Father, we do thank you for every day we wake up well and healthy. And we take this time to pray for any who don't. No matter where they live in the world, Father, we pray for any who are suffering today, whether it be through ill health or ill treatment, poverty or any kind of lack, whether it be through the effects of violence, intolerance, hatred or natural disaster, for any who are living in fear or danger or deprivation, we pray. May their time of suffering be brought to an end as you rescue them and bless them as you bless us every day. Father, looking into our world, we see the need for your Spirit to be at work through your people. Looking into our community, we see the need for your ways to be prioritized. Looking into our own hearts, we see the need for us to grow more like your Son Jesus, so that more people would accept him and find the life and security you want us all to have. That's our prayer today, Father, along with this prayer Jesus taught us, as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen. Are you kicking yourself? I know I am. How could we forget or fail to see that the qualities mentioned in that second reading are important? When it comes to living life, those qualities are like precious jewels that money can't buy, worth more than any trophies or awards. They're the priceless qualities of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, forgiveness, love, unity, peace, thankfulness. Have you become aware of any of these things in recent weeks in ourselves and in others and thanked God for them? For example, which one of us hasn't been moved by compassion when we've heard daily of the people who have lost loved ones to COVID-19 and those who haven't been able to visit their loved ones or say goodbye to them? The world will have stopped for these grieving people. But one good thing to come out of this lockdown is that moved by compassion, we may have had time to grieve with them and support them and pray for them in their loss. So will showing compassion become a priority for us as we step into our new normal when lockdown is fully lifted? And kindness. How valuable many acts of kindness have been during this pandemic, whether it's been in getting shopping for a neighbour or making phone calls to relieve boredom or loneliness. Our frontline workers have been kind enough to take many risks, to use their skills and expertise to help us. In fact, could it be that God has given us all our different gifts and abilities so that we can all show kindness by using them to benefit others? Hopefully, kindness will remain a priority for us too in our new normal. It may have to be intentional though, because it's easy to let kindness slip, isn't it, if we take others for granted. Like in this marriage where a couple had just been newly married and the wife caught a bad cold. The loving husband said, Go to bed, darling, and I'll call the doctor. Next winter, the wife caught another cold. Her husband said, Maybe you'd better lie down, darling. I'll bring you something to eat. Would you like some soup? In the third year of marriage, the wife got her usual cold. This time, her husband said, Look, dear, be sensible. After you feed the baby and get the dishes done, you'd better have a lie down. In the fourth year, as she coughed and spluttered again and again, the husband said, Can't you just gargle or something instead of sitting there barking like a seal? In the fifth year of marriage, when her next cold came, he said to her, For any sake, stop that sneezing. Are you trying to give us all your germs? As time went by, the kindness waned. People are taken for granted. Self becomes number one. The jewel of kindness gets buried in busyness or thoughtlessness or maybe a lack of compassion. The same can be said of gratitude. Instead of being thankful, another of the jewels we found in our reading, old ways of taking for granted and entitlement can creep back in. What a pity! It would be so good if kindness and thankfulness remain as priorities in our new normal. For 10 consecutive Thursdays, we stood in our street clapping for carers, wanting to thank them for their kindness to all of us and the risks they were taking and sacrifices they were making. Many of them said they were just doing their job and that their care continues all year round. In that case, maybe our gratitude can continue all year round too. In fact, let's pause and watch a video praising all those workers who have worked for us during this pandemic and praising God for them. It's a prayer of praise during this time of pandemic.
Praise be the nurses and doctors, every medical staff bent over flesh to offer care, for lives saved and lives lost, for showing up either way. Praise for the farmers tilling soil, planting seeds so food can grow, an act of hope if ever there was. Praise be the janitors and garbage collectors, the grocery store clerks and the truck drivers barreling through long, quiet nights. Give thanks for bus drivers, delivery persons, postal workers, and all those keeping an eye on water, gas, and electricity. Blessings on our leaders making hard choices for the common good, offering words of assurance. Celebrate the scientists working a way to understand the thing that plagues us, to find an antidote, and all the medicine makers. Praise be the journalists keeping us informed. Praise be the teachers, finding new ways to educate children from afar, and blessings on parents holding it together for them. Blessed are the elderly and those with weakened immune systems, all those who worry for their health. Praise for those who stay at home to protect them. Blessed are the domestic violence victims on lockdown with abusers, the homeless and refugees. Praise for the artists and poets, the singers and storytellers, all those who nourish with words and sound and color. Blessed are the ministers and therapists of every kind, bringing words of comfort. Blessed are the ones whose jobs are lost, who have no savings, who feel fear of the unknown gnawing. Blessed are those in grief, especially who mourn alone. Blessed are those who have passed into the great night. Praise for police and firefighters, paramedics, and all who work to keep us safe. Praise for all the workers and caregivers of every kind. Praise for the sound of notifications, messages from friends reaching across the distance. Give thanks for laughter and kindness. Praise be our four-footed companions with no forethought or anxiety, responding only in love. Praise for the seas and rivers, forests and stones who teach us to endure. Give thanks for your ancestors, for the wars and plagues they endured and survived. Their resilience is in your bones and your blood. Blessed is the water that flows over our hands and the soap that helps keep them clean each time a baptism. Praise every moment of stillness and silence so new voices can be heard. Praise the chance at slowness. Praise be the birds who continue to sing the sky awake each day. Praise for the primrose poking yellow petals from dark earth. Blessed is the air clearing overhead so one day we can breathe deeply again. And when this has passed, may we say that love spread more quickly than any virus ever could. May we say this was not just an ending, but also a place to begin.
So who can we trust to lead us into our new normal? Where can we put our faith and find our new perspective as we move out of lockdown? For as hard-working as our politicians may have been in trying to direct us and guide us through this crisis, they don't have all the answers. Neither does science, neither does medicine. Like us, they just know in part. At this time, when the whole world's been shaken, it is possible for God to use this time to shift us and our perspective from what we thought was normal into a new normal, which, lo and behold, turns out to have been God's normal for us all along. Trusting in what He says can make this a time when we grow in our compassion and kindness and humility and gentleness and patience and forgiveness and love and unity and peace and thankfulness and in faith in God. Let's use every day of this crisis to do just that. God can bring good out of this and every situation in our lives. Let's trust Him then to guide us and show us amazing things. We may have missed them so far. Amen. Let's close our service singing, "Teach Me to Dance," to the beat of your heart.
Express a heart that loves to say yes, a will that leads to a Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Teach me to love with your heart of compassion. Teach me to trust in the word of your promise. Teach me to hope in the day of your coming. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart.
May the blessing and transforming power of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. Amen.
Thank you again for joining us. This is Casey saying have a good week. May God bless you.